Blog Talk Radio.
I think now it's on. I just pushed the button. Now it's on. Do you hear it now? La 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 la. God created them, Adam and Eve. I was saying, listeners, I was honestly though, I'm so sorry. Oh, good. Now I should be able to hear you. Now you should be able to hear me. Now you should be able to hear me. Good. I hope you can hear me. But where was I? Oh, God created them, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. There are not 57 genders. There are not 96 genders. Two. Only two. That's it. We have people running for our school board. They were at my church, and they were discussing very briefly, you know, that there's things happening, that kids are being taught in school systems that are not good. Like this whole critical race theory thing. This whole thing about that you can be whatever gender you want to be. This whole things that are not good. Imagine if we could get rid of all that and get God back in the schools. Just imagine if we could replace all that junk that's been being taught to our children and have it replaced by getting God back in our schools. That would be a great thing. And there's three things generally that they're supposed to teach you at schools. What are the 3 hours? Reading, writing. What's the other R? I know it has to do with math, but take the A out. What do you get? Reading, Brittany, reading, writing, and what? Arithmetic. Reading, writing, arithmetic. I said the 3 R's. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. Not all this other junk, you know. Dr. Rob Parsley has said it for years. He's always said it should be three things: reading, writing, arithmetic. Nothing wrong with science, nothing wrong with social studies. That's all good, you know. They should be able to learn geography, how to sign their name, and all that kind of stuff. But not all this crazy race theory stuff. And some of this crazy stuff they're being taught now about certain things. And being indoctrinated in ways that are not good. So, and I remember one of the people who was there at our church yesterday. Now, they did not take up the whole preaching time by any means. But one of them said, 2022 is the year of the parent. I pray that at the ballot box that it would be the year of the parent. That parents would go out there and vote, make their voice heard at the ballot box. By voting, you know, for the right people for school board, you can say, I don't like what our kids are being taught in the school system. That's just an example. Now there's other things, you know, you look at when you vote Bible. Vote common sense. Don't just vote based on your pocketbook or just vote for someone on your ballot just because you know the person, you know the guy, you know the lady. Because, folks, this is not the student council election at your old high school had student council elections. We did, and I admit, I voted based on kids I knew Is that where I'm? This is not that. This is about America. What do we want America to be? What do we want our state to be? And so please, how you vote. Research the candidates. Find out where they stand on the issues. Amen. Guess what? I promise. That is the end of politics for tonight. I promise I will leave politics alone for the rest of the night. I promise. Or your money back. As they say. And yes, I approve this message. Because it came from me nonetheless. All right. Moving along to the real actual meat of the night after I give a couple of quick announcements. First of all, I do want to remind you about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been. And please go online to the website, Rivers of Miracles, to find out how the book, Rivers of Miracles, can be a blessing unto your life. I want it to be a blessing to your life. Go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com, to find out the information how you can get a hold of the book. Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, ofmiracles.com. The other thing that I would like to remind you of quickly is about the PayPal. I want to encourage you to go online to paypal.com in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. If you love what this has done in your life, please consider sowing a seed into the Miracle Man program. Helps keep us going, helps us reach more people. Isn't that great? The more people we can reach, the more damage we can do to the devil's kingdom. Amen. Because I plan to keep doing damage to the devil's kingdom, serious damage. And so you can go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, you can type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R, last name Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind, please keep in mind, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I would like for you to keep in mind related to that is that the first R in Rivers and the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. Both of those are capitalized. So please, if you would kindly make a note of that, I would greatly appreciate that. Now, I'm going to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord for tonight. And then after that, we have sports update. And so I'm going to start with a couple of songs first, and then we will... Who makes the whole earth with wonder? Who soars breathless in awe and wonder? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who takes the whole earth in thunder? Whose love is breathless in awe wonder? The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my call. You lay down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, this is my Savior, all that you've done for me. The orphan, the son and daughter, brilliance in all wonder, the King of glory. The King of glory, who rules the nations in truth and justice, whose mind is brightening upon the darkness. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place, that you would bear my cross, you lay down your life, that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who is slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You lay down your life, that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. All that you've done for me. Thank you, Jesus. 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 The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness comes, it won't prevail. The God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. My God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh. Oh. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, he will win. Not backing down from any giant. I know how this story ends. Oh, I know how this story ends. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil. You turn it for good. You turn it for good. Yes, you take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Yes. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh. Heavenly Father, thank you tonight. Thank you tonight for what you are to us, for who you are to us, for what you're doing in our midst right here, right now. You know what we have need of tonight, even when I don't. You know what each one of us needs. And I thank you, Master, for that. Thank you, Master, for that, for what you're doing in us, through us, for us. Thank you, Master, for that you're moving in our midst, making a way for us when it seems like there is no way. Healing us, strengthening us. Thank you that you are our God. You know what we need. We worship you and praise you for that, for who you are, for what you are, for each one of us. Thank you that when praise happens, miracles happen. Thank you for that. And now, thank you for this time we have in the Word tonight. I thank you that these listeners have ears to hear your Word tonight, that they would be able to hear your Word, not be distracted by all this other stuff. And I thank you, Master, for that. And for what you're doing in the lives of each one of these listeners. I thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Now I make my confession over this program, that sponsors and partners would come into this program, that finances would come into this program, that increases in listenership would come to this program. Most of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming in to your kingdom, in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of Isaiah 8. Woo! Amen. Isaiah 8. And we will see what God has. In store for us. And I want to begin with verse 11 of chapter 8 of the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 8, 11. And the Lord spoke to me with his strong hand upon me, warning me not to follow the way of this people. He said, do not call conspiracy everything that these people call conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear. Do not dread it. The Lord Almighty is the one that you are to regard as holy. He is the one that you are to fear. He is the one that you are to dread. Oh, he was. Here's the thing, though. He's not saying that we should really frown on God, hate God, be all afraid of him. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about serving God, not like being all afraid of God. And he will be a sanctuary, but for both houses of Israel, he will be a stone that causes men to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. For the people of Jerusalem, he will be a trap and a snare. Many of them will stumble. They will fall and they will be broken. They will be warned. I mean, they will be snared and captured. Bind up the testimony and seal up the law among my disciples. I will wait for the Lord who is hiding his face from the house of Jacob. I will put my trust in him. Here am I and the children the Lord has given me. We are signs and symbols in Israel from the Lord Almighty who dwells on Mount Zion. When men tell you to consult mediums and spiritists who whisper and mutter, shouldn't the people inquire of their God and of their God, capital G? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living? By the law, by the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, have no light of dawn. Distressed and hungry, they will roam through the land. When they are famished, they will become enraged, and looking upward will curse their king and their God. Then they will look toward the earth and will see only distress and darkness and fearful gloom. And they will be thrust into utter darkness. Chapter 9, verse 1. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for these who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. In the future, he will honor Galilee with the Gentiles. Another way, there's sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. And these living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest. As men rejoice when divided the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. The warrior's boot used in battle, and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Government will be upon their shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. With the increase of his government, and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice, and from that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. So what we see here is so when it's telling us to fear God, when what verse we read said fear God, it was not saying be afraid of God, you know, be mad at him. No. He was saying, you know, for us, when we think of fearing God, I don't think of being afraid. I think of, you know, going after him, serving him, doing what he said, seeking him, not all this other stuff. And what we read tonight, you know, these people seek after mediums, people seek after spirits. They think that when they look at that for answers, they think that they're going to find something. But you see, that kind of stuff is supernatural, in a sense. But that is the bad, that is the dark supernatural. Is like this whole thing with all the witches, the psychics, the different kinds of mediums that you could turn to. And by mediums, I don't mean like TV, radio. By mediums, I mean like these witch doctors, these hocus pocus, alakazam, blah, 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 and what have you. And then I don't know about all that stuff, but I'm just saying, it's not holy. It's not holy. And people will seek answers. And then it said, just because these other people might call certain things conspiracies doesn't mean you should. It's not good to be given to all these mediums, psychics, these things that have very dark, evil spirits behind them. Witchcraft. By the way, the Bible says, rebellion is just as much of a sin as the sin of witchcraft. What does that mean? Sin is sin, regardless of what it is. Sin is sin. Sin is sin. Oh, I just told a little white lie. Oh, a white lie? That's a lie. A white lie is still a lie. And one of the commandments is, thou shalt not bear false witness. What does bear false witness mean? Lie, the white one. Oh, I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. sometimes Dr. Barclay will say, might say something or whatever, and I'll be like, well, thank you for that great surge of enthusiasm, even when everybody's just sitting there being quiet, listening to him. Sometimes he does that. I think it's funny when he does that, when he says, thank you for that great surge of enthusiasm. There's some people who are like, well, oh, that went over real well. But instead of turning to all that other stuff, turn to Jesus. We read tonight where it said in Isaiah 9, for unto us a child is born. He'll be called Wonderful Counselor, you know, and all these great things that it would say about him. I'm sure that we will read those particular verses in chapter 9 again as we approach the holidays, Christmas. Which, by the way, folks, this is the 24th of October. So that means let's do some math. I'm going to do some math. Let me see. Midland math. Let me think here. 7:30, meaning days excluding today. 7:30, 37, 23. Yeah, 60 days. Exactly 60 days would be Christmas Eve. The 61st day would be Christmas Eve. I mean, that's how close we are, folks. And but it says, yeah, for unto us the child is born. He shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Great, Prince of Peace. He didn't say the Great I Am. I don't know why I was thinking that, but he said Wonderful. He'd be called Counselor. He'd be called the Prince of Peace. And the government would be upon their shoulders. This isn't talking about the FBI, the CIA, the governor, the police. Not talking about all that kind of stuff. It's talking about spiritual governments, like the church. Spiritual. It's not talking about, oh, Big Brother's watching! Big Brother's watching! Speaking of Big Brother, how many... Were you, Brittany, were you ever told when you were younger to watch what you said on the phone because Big Brother, like the government, could just be listening in just to see what you're saying? Were you ever told that? How old were you, like 13, 14? Would that have been a thing in the 90s? Or if they did, would they probably almost be joking? In the 90s, if they said it, kids would probably laugh. I know when I heard it, I laughed. I was like, but now I can see what people mean. But when it said the government shall be upon their shoulders, it's not talking about Big Brother's watching, or the FBI or whatever. I mean, but anyhow, I'm not saying they are. I'm not saying they're not. I was just referring to what I used to hear when I was a teenager. You know, be careful what you're saying on the phone because someone else could hear you. But anyhow, when it said that, it's talking about, church government. That's one of the reasons Jesus came to the earth, to establish church government. One of the things that we will discuss again as we get into the holidays. So I was, had been looking at 8 and 9, parts of Isaiah 8 and Isaiah 9. And it's amazing how Isaiah could see things to come, even though it was a long ways beforehand. But you see, Isaiah was a prophet of the Lord. And he could see things. And, of course, we had Jesus come to the earth. It was prophesied that he would come to the earth. Because it said, for unto us a child is born. And that child was Jesus. And I didn't say that. I didn't read that, you know, for the purpose of starting Christmas early. No. I will read that again as we get into December. But I felt like I was supposed to read this part of chapter 8 stuff about this thing of, you know, just because we call, one person calls something conspiracy theories, doesn't mean that we should. But what we found out, you know, because when I read in that version, you know, when it said, you know, dread God, obviously I'm sure it didn't mean dread as in like despise, because we're supposed to love God, serve God. And that kind of whole thing of like fearing him, it's not like we're supposed to have that kind of fear, because we're not supposed to be living in fear. I don't want to live in fear. I would not like living in fear, because God said, whom shall I fear? God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us instead the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and a sound mind. Not anger, rage, and a whacked out mind, but power, love, and a sound mind. There's a difference. It really is. And so but the supernatural, what about the supernatural thing? You know, as part of the evil situation, you know, there's been stories where people got healed, you know, to witch doctors and the like, but obviously it wasn't anywhere near the same. Now, if I were you, I would not get into that stuff. I would not give in to any of that witch doctor stuff. I will not get into any of that stuff. By get in, I mean get involved in. So that's like, you know, the voodoo, those meetings. That's the dark side of the supernatural. The light side, the good side of the supernatural, that's Jesus. That's the miracle working power of my Jesus, who died on the cross so I could be saved, set free, healed, and delivered. That's the real healer, folks. That's the real healer, is my Jesus. The real deliverer is my Jesus. I love it. I want you to be able to give your life to him too. And if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, you can call us and we can help you. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now for every one of these listeners tonight that have tuned into this program. Thank you, Master, that we would take this word to heart, that we would put our trust in you, and that we would run to you and not all these other wicked mediums that don't have the answers that you have. And that we would instead trust in you. In the mighty name of Jesus Nazareth. Yes. Just feel his presence. Yes, Jesus. Presence of the Lord is so sweet. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, listeners, now for sports. And the NFL, you are the Lions getting drubbed by the Cowboys in Dallas, 24-6. They were up 6-3 at one point, all the way up into the third quarter. But then things went awry real quick. Jared Goff did not look comfortable yesterday as the quarterback. Threw an interception, a couple lost fumbles. And just wasn't the, for a while, the two were close. But then, well, the penalty that the Lions got that they shouldn't have got against them. But at the same time, one of the Lions got totally tackled big time, like an illegal hit. That did not get called on the Cowboys. That should have gotten called on the Cowboys. Like sometimes some officials do have some bias for and against certain teams. Why? I don't know. But I feel like some officials, some referees do have bias towards certain teams and against other teams. Okay, now, Lions' next time to try again will be Sunday. Bengals, good win against Atlanta, 35-17. A big surprise to me was the Buccaneers falling again. I don't know what's going on with the Buccaneers and Brady right now. I wonder what's going on. I hope they can get it figured out so they can get back to being better again. college football, Michigan and Michigan State, neither one of them played. That team to the South played and won, though. And now they will face Penn State at Penn State on Saturday. Michigan will host Michigan State on Saturday evening at the Big House in Ann Arbor. Now, high school football, Midland got a win over Dow on Friday, 14-6. Dow really kept the game interesting. Dow just wouldn't go away. They wouldn't go away. There was a couple times we thought they were going to score and take the lead again after they, on for their first possession, first play didn't get much. Second play almost basically lost a yard. But then on third down, in like 11, their quarterback does a handoff and their running back jolts for like a 78-yard touchdown run to get a 6-0 lead. A little while later, though, Midland would go get a score to make it 7-6. Third quarter, Midland would go get another score to make it 14-6. And that was the final score. A couple different times Midland had it deep in the red zone. One time, at one point, it was first and goal from like the 10, the 5 actually, but they kept getting penalties to where at one point it was intercepted by Dow. Then next play, Midland tries to re-intercept it from Dow, but oh, there's a penalty on it. A pass interference, so Dow gets to keep the ball. And other people basically said it looked clean. That if anything at all, it should have been an offensive pass interference on Dow, an OPI on Dow. Which would have meant clean interception and a loss of some yards to give Midland good field position again to go back in the end zone. And they get like a 21-6 win, which I feel like it should have ended up being to begin with. Honest prediction was 37-6. Well, I was right about the 6, but I was quite a ways off on the 37 because instead it was only 14. For Dow, their season is over with a 3-6 record. Something interesting. Just a tad bit different between Dow's 3-6 this year and Midland's 2-7 last year. That 2-7 Kemmick team from last year scored about 10 more points than this year's 3-6 Dow, and they gave up about 10 less points than this year's 2-7 and 3-6 Dow. So statistically, as far as points, last year's 2-7 Midland was slightly better than this year's 3-6 Dow. Now on to some better stuff. But Midland, the season continues and they get to host another home game. First round of the playoffs. Friday night at 7. They get to host Swartz Creek, which, from what I can tell, they are no slouch. Swartz Creek has not won a playoff game. They might have won one in 2020, maybe, but in 2020, because of COVID, everyone had a shortened season that was limited to 6 regular season games. But then they did something interesting. They made it so everyone made the playoffs. Everyone made the playoffs. So they might have won one that year, but in my mind, at least, that doesn't really count necessarily. So in regular format playoffs, Swartz Creek, 0-4. They hope to win one this year. But in order for them to win a playoff game, they would have to come do it in Midland, at Midland Stadium. 4 years ago, Midland went to Swartz Creek, knocked off Swartz Creek at their house. They are 7-2. We are 8-1. We are ranked number 5 in Division 2 in terms of playoff points. And the Midland Swartz Creek game, the Division 2, Region 2, District 1 game will be Friday at 7. The other side of our district is Saginaw Heritage going down to Waterford Mott to take on Waterford Mott. So this is the first time that I know of that we had a Detroit area team in our district. In our region before, yes, we've had that. But to have a Detroit team in our district, that's interesting. Now, they could have put a Port Huron team in instead, but both Port Huron and Port Huron Northern both made the playoffs, so that could have complicated things. On the other side, the other side of that region, you have some 3 Detroit teams and a team from the Ann Arbor area, Dexter, who I have something interesting to tell you about them, the Dexter Dreadnoughts. From 2014 to 2017, they won 0 games, a grand total of 0 games, 0. Since 2018, they have made the playoffs every year. This year is their first undefeated season. And they are in our region. We're off to see what happens. Bay City Western did not make the playoffs. If you're wondering what happened with Traverse City Central, they are in Region 1. We are not. If we were to play them, it would have to be for a state semifinal, which could happen. That could be kind of interesting to have two of our league teams for a semifinal. That could be cool, actually. Maybe we play the game in, like, Cadillac or something, Mount Pleasant, Ferris State, I don't know. But could be different. We'll have to wait and see. But the number one team in that region is Forest Hill Central, who was undefeated. Bay City Western beat Bay City Central 27-14. But they finished 5-4, did not qualify for the playoffs. Better luck for them next year. Part of what I love about high school football, these kids play with heart. And I learn about sportsmanship, which is important that they learn, of course, how to be a good sport. That's what they should learn, is how to be. And for some guys, football can really help them toughen up. It can help, you know, make men out of boys. And so in that sense, it's a pretty cool thing. And you know what's important in the game of football? Teamwork. It's not I. How many I's are there on team? None. Because it's all about the team, the team, the team, the team. And at the end of the day, it's the sportsmanship that's more important than the score. Even though we always talk about the score and that, and this team won, that team lost. But until next time, God first. God always. So long, everybody, and I will talk to you all tomorrow night.